Supuće News Bulletin. The apartheid Israeli occupation authorities have detained at least 435 Palestinian women in the West Bank, including occupied Jerusalem, since the beginning of its genocidal war in October 2023. The Palestinian Prisoners Society explained in a report yesterday on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women that there is no clear estimate of the number of women who were detained from Gaza, as a number of them were later released. But it is certain that there are women who are still detained in the occupation camps and that they are subjected to enforced disappearance. Thousands of opposition protesters have coverage on Pakistan's heavily barricaded capital, demanding the release of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The convoy, which is aiming for a square in the center of Islamabad, has already clashed with security forces who have been firing tear gas and rubber bullets at the marchers in an attempt to disperse them. According to the Prime Minister's office, four paramilitaries have been killed in a hit and run, which it has blamed on Khan's supporters. Khan has been held in prison for more than a year, facing a slew of charges and sentences which he alleges are politically motivated. A search for 16 people after a tourist boat sank in the Red Sea has resumed for a second day. 44 people were aboard the Sea Story when it sank, with having 28 been rescued. Two of those who missing are British. Finland says that one of its nationals was unaccounted for, while authorities says four Egyptians are also missing. Donald Trump says that he will hit China, Mexico and Canada with a new tariff on the day of its presidency in an effort to enforce them to crack down on illegal immigration and drug smuggling into the U.S. The U.S. president-elect says that he would sign an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on all goods coming from Mexico and Canada after being inaugurated on January 20th, 2025. He also says an additional 10% tariff would be levied on China until its government cracked down on the fentanyl smuggling to the U.S. If Trump follows through, it will mark a major escalation in tensions with the U.S.'s three top trading partners. It could also lead to higher prices for Americans, since tariffs work as a form of tax on imports. And that's your news bulletin for the hour. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Mere pyare nabi hai wajah takleeqe jahan logo zamane bhar mein un jaisa bhala aaya kahan logo zabihullah ismaeel ke aali nasab se hai wahi mashhoor sadiq aur ami jaise laqab se hai gharano mein gharana unka duniya bhar mein ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوشیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیمہ تھے پیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبداللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود کو خوش قسمت کہا کرتی ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنہ کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائیں اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مکھ تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سر پیکار ادھر غم دین بی بی آمنہ کی بھر گئی جھولی غموں کو ڈھک دیا جس نے خوشی وہ ہر طرف پھیلی سکون عالم کل کا ہوا سامان مکہ سے ادھر کسرا و قیصر کے محل میں زلزلے آئے تھے عبد المطلب خوش اتنے جس کی حد نہیں کوئی بھتیجے کی خوشی میں بو لہب نے کی رہا باندھی زمین و آسمان پر جشن تا خوشیاں ہی خوشیاں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the midday show with myself brother Sulaiman Isuf every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. inshallah. Today being the 24th of Jamad al-Ula 1446, corresponding to the 26th of November 2024, we have approximately plus minus 92 days until the Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us and allow us to see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. You can send in your messages and your recipes request 2084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're going to start off with our first recipe, and this is for a regular butter chicken recipe. So, you're going to need 1 kilo chicken, or 1 chick, no, you're going to need 1 kilo chicken fillets, or one full chicken. 1 kilo chicken fillets. 1 chicken. 1 large onion. 1 large onion. 1 cup plain yogurt. 1 cup plain yogurt. 1 cup fresh cream. 1 cup fresh cream. 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies. 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. 2 teaspoons of salt. 2 teaspoons of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic. 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic. Thereafter, you're going to marinate the chicken in the yogurt and the ginger garlic. You're going to marinate the chicken in the yogurt and the ginger garlic. You're going to marinate it overnight. Then you're going to braise the onion in the ghee. You're going to braise the onion in ghee. Thereafter, you're going to add in the chicken. You're going to add in the chicken. Once the chicken is cooked, add in the rest of the spices. Once the chicken is cooked, add in the rest of the spices. Lastly, you're going to add in your tomato puree. You're going to add in your tomato puree before serving. Before serving, you can reheat it. You can reheat and add in a fresh cream. Reheat and add in fresh cream. And let it simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. Let it simmer 10 to 15 minutes, inshallah. And that was a recipe for a butter chicken. Our next recipe that comes in is for an aloo paratha recipe. So this is a cheesy aloo paratha and a cheese paratha recipe. So you're going to need a four potatoes peeled. 4 peeled potatoes. You're going to cube the potatoes and steam with the salt until it's soft. You're going to cube the potatoes and steam with salt until it's soft. Thereafter, you're going to drain the water. You're going to drain the water. And you're going to sprinkle a fine red chili powder. Sprinkle a fine red chili powder, 1 teaspoon of freshly ground coriander leaves, 1 teaspoon of freshly grounded coriander leaves, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. Thereafter, you're going to put in, you're going to mash the potatoes. You're going to mash the potatoes and add a small cubes of butter. You're going to mash the potatoes and add in a small cubes of butter. You're going to mix it well. You're going to mix it well and set aside. In a pan, heat 1 tablespoon of oil. In a pan, heat 1 tablespoon of oil, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds. Two curry leaves. Once it sizzles, throw in the potatoes and mix. Throw in the potatoes and let it mix. Then you're going to add in 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And you're going to add grated Tuss's cheese or any cheese of your choice. You can add in grated Tuss's cheese and or any cheese of your choice. You can use a today's pastry. Use today's pastry and press it flat. use today's pastry and press it flat. And then roll. Then you're going to cut the roll into 8 portions. You're going to cut the roll into 8 portions. The rotis are small, so you'll get about 4 parathas from one roll. The portions are small, so you're going to get 4 parathas from one roll. So you can add in some of the cheese filling to the potato filling. You can use some of the cheese filling in the potato filling. You're going to cook it on a tawa. You're going to cook it on a tawa. And then you're going to cut and drizzle some sweet chili sauce. Cut and drizzle some sweet chili sauce and crumble some feta over it. And crumble and put some feta over it. Garnish, you can garnish it and then serve. It can also be served with the yogurt as well. And that was a recipe for a cheesy aloo parathas and cheese parathas. Our next recipe is for different types of nachos. So this recipe is called a chicken nachos casserole. Chicken nacho casserole. So you're going to need, for your chicken, you're going to need 1/2 kilo of chicken fillet cubed. Need 1/2 kilo of chicken fillet cubed, 1 tablespoon of ground green chilies, 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice, 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes, 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes, 4 tablespoons of butter, 4 tablespoons of butter, 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 onion diced, 1 onion diced, 1 onion diced, and then half a green pepper cubed. 1/2 green pepper cubed. 1 tablespoon of chili sauce. 1 teaspoon of chili sauce. 1 teaspoon of chili sauce. Then 1 tablespoon of mustard sauce. 1 tablespoon of mustard sauce. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. 4 potatoes fried into chips. Seasoned, and you can season it as you desire. You can season it as you desire. 1 cup of grated Gouda cheese. 1 cup of grated Gouda cheese. 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese. 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese. 1/2 cup of Lancewood sour cream. 1 cup of Lancewood sour cream. 1/2 cup green peppers diced. 1/2 green pepper diced. 2 tablespoons of Prego sauce. 2 tablespoons of Prego sauce. 2 tablespoons of pepper jew sauce. 2 tablespoons of pepper jew sauce. 2 tablespoons of peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of crystal sauce. 2 tablespoons of crystal sauce. And 2 large bags of blue Doritos. 2 large bags of blue Doritos. You're going to marinate the chicken with the spices. You're going to marinate the chicken with spices. You're going to heat the butter and the chicken. You're going to heat the butter and add the chicken mix. You're going to heat the butter and add the chicken mix. Add the diced pepper and cook halfway. Add the diced pepper and cook halfway. Add your sauces and cook until it's done. Add your sauces and cook until it's done. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Grease a casserole dish. Grease a casserole dish. And add a layer of Doritos across the bottom. Add a layer of Doritos across the bottom. Top with a layer of the chicken. Top of the layer with the chicken. And top with chips. Top with chips. Drop blobs of sour cream and sauces. Drop blobs of sour cream and sauces. Add more Doritos and the top with cheese. Add more Doritos and top with cheese. Garnish as desired. Garnish as desired. Cover with a foil and place into an oven. Cover with a foil and place into an oven and bake for about 20 to 25 minutes. Bake for about 20 to 25 minutes until bubbling hot. Remove from the oven and serve. Remove from the oven and serve. And that was the recipe for chicken nachos casserole. And that was our recipe segment. And inshallah, when we return, we're going to go for a small break. And as you know, we start our Nasiha segment from 12:30 right up to the end of the show, inshallah. But if you have any queries, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
25 minutes to 1 Central African time. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji Mawlana.
How are you, Brother Suleiman?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana. Mawlana, why is it always that you are so nervous when you speak to me on air?
No, because I'm like just engaged in something else.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mawlana. So, I caught you off guard.
So, yeah, I'm just checking this. MJC, they released a statement saying a mislabeled meat product at Checkers Rylands incorrectly indicated pork content. After investigation, they confirmed the product is halal and the error was due to a labeling mistake. The store has been warned and instructed to implement stricter measures to prevent this from happening again. But we find so many other products in the past which they have also, we've got your ham and cheese, halal, MJC. There is many other organizations also certifying, maybe unintentionally they say. But you do your own research when you walk into these stores. Checkers, you go to any of these ShopRites. How many times we complained, we phoned them, we tried to sort out the issue. You find pork, meat next to halal products, so-called halal. So pork and halal together mixing in one. You wouldn't tolerate this. My parents just went to Congo recently for some project, and they could not even tolerate a freezer with who someone else used previously to put the same stuff in there. So they made sure that they get another freezer, and because they were staying for quite some time, for a week or two, so they, it's hard to get halal food, so they made sure they get their own freezer, deep freezer, and especially a brand new one where no pork was stored or nothing was stored of haram in there. I'm just saying that when ordinary individuals can have this concern and this taqwa to stay away from these things, then if you're going up and if you're an organization, then how can you tolerate these things? Go now, go to any ShopRite and you will tell me how many times you find that these things are in the freezers together. Pork mixed with halal. A Muslim has that khayra. A Muslim has that, he has that hatred for the kuffar and their ways. Yes, he's not going to show them that, he's not going to show them and be violent towards them. Of course, they are human beings. He should have as well humility, because tomorrow he can, that person can accept iman and you, the believer, can lose your iman. So you don't have that kind of pride and arrogance. But at the same time, in the same breath, you know that you will never ever tolerate such things where pork and halal is together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us, protect us. And our message today is that you are going on a journey. Make sure that you stay away from all these festivities of the kuffar, because what happens when you join them, it shows that you have that interest in their festivities. So you make sure that you have that barrier. Lakum dinukum waliyadin, for you is your deen and for me is my deen. So you make sure that barrier is there and you stay away. And by all means, at all costs, you should stay away from being even close to where they are going to be in their festivities. So this is the first thing that we should also warn about. In Marlboro, not so long, maybe many years ago this was. So there was a particular event that took place at the hall in Marlboro. And one person was the organizer. But this person organizing the event, so it was all about this like nikah. And I happened to be there, not because I was interested in the program, but I used to assist my father. We used to do sound for different places. And then so I set up the sound and everything there. My father would say, if you want extra money here, you can do this here. So anyway, whilst being there, then I was seeing how these people operate. So they sit in a circle and they swap, they play like musical chairs, one then next, then you interact, so you all mix with one another. But the point that I want to bring to your attention here is that the organizer of the event was looking for a spouse themselves. I don't want to say herself, he, himself, whatever it is. But so they were looking for a spouse. So they, it was difficult for them. So they said, let's start this organization. I'm finding it difficult. And through this event, or through these events, we will also find a spouse. You know, Mufti Menk also has his nikah matchmaking thing as well, internet, all of that. And in there, we've got everything recorded, reported, that he says you don't even need a wali. An AI can be your wali. Then later he said, hey, there's too much of a backlash here. So then he retracted it and put something else. But we've got everything, alhamdulillah, Allah's tawfiq, we have everything recorded. These are the harms of joining these particular avenues or channels, whatever you want to call it. They lure you in. Once you're caught, you're trapped. So that's what we're saying. Don't even get involved. Stay away and stay to that which you know. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khairan, Mulana, for that insight. Even if you speak the truth, and if it's bitter and the person don't like it, you don't have to please anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as long as you are pleasing Almighty Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're doing the correct way, then you don't have to fear anybody. وَتُعِزُ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى. Allah will honor and disgrace whomsoever He pleases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us, inshallah.
At the same time, we say, I'll share this with you as well, because we shouldn't go to such beyond limits now. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant hidayah to whomsoever He wants. So that level of pride or arrogance in myself I'm addressing firstly should not be there, but rather the concern of the ummah, and also inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ameen, ameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana. It's gone 7 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show, and we say jazakallah khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the midday show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah.